ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very significant question. And that question is a point of contention amongst the various sects within Islam. In fact, if somebody is aware of theological discussions within the Muslim sciences, one will be aware that even more significant than this subject of the nature of God's existence and his attributes and these kind of things, even more significant than these kind of questions related to God were questions related to the successorship of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the qualifications of the leader of the Muslim Ummah following the Prophet. In fact, most of the various denominations which branched off from, you know, Islam in general, you know, it was a result of, you know, a variation in their belief in, you know, what these qualifications should be in general, or regarding, you know, the specific person, the individual in whom they believed such qualifications existed. So the question one asked today is this: what are the conditions of the Imam, the successor of the Prophet, and what are his qualifications? And as you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very significant and very sad month, as we are, in fact, in the first 10 days of Muharram. This was the month, as you know, the time when Imam Hussein alayhi salam and some of his closest companions and some of his family members were brutally martyred on the plains of Karbala, in their opposition to the ruler of their time because of his tyranny, and because, again, they felt that he did not fulfill these qualifications and, you know, some and these conditions. We have allusions to some of these conditions in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And among them we appointed imams who guide the people by our command when they had been patient and had conviction in our signs." This is a very beautiful verse. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. In this verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty, he alludes to two or three, or actually three, of these characteristics. One of them is a theoretical point, an aspect or dimension of the Imam, and that is that he is certain, and he has surety and certainty in the signs of Allah. Right? And the other is a very practical characteristic and feature of the Imam, and that is that he has patience in the face of hardship. And you know, the resulting these two characteristics, they result in a third characteristic, which is that this imam is given the imamat, and he guides people, this verse is interesting in that it alludes to, again, the function of the imam, and that his function is to guide people to the commands of God, and by the command of God, depending on how we translate this verse. And the requirement for this guidance of the people is two things: patience and conviction. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we also read something similar, in that God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, "Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who guides not unless he himself is guided? What is the matter with you?" And that this verse, you know, alludes to the fact that, you know, one of the conditions of the imamat is that he should be the best of the nation. He should be the best of the nation. Otherwise, if there's somebody more deserving than him, right, it would fall under this general prohibition of somebody guiding a person who himself is more rightly guided than him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the conditions and the qualifications of the imamate in the light of the Quranic verses. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.